Save big on paint for your next project at Menards. Give your home a fresh new look with Pittsburgh Ultra Exterior Paint and Primer in one. It provides excellent hide and coverage and can be made in thousands of color options. Save big on Ultra Exterior Paint when you shop at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
5 passing games to target with analysis from 2023 and 5 passing games to fade and having concerns about some of the weapons there. I am Chad Parsons, solo show. We got the guests back for the rest of the week and probably for the rest of the month here on Under the Helmet, but another solo show to fill in the gaps here. And one of the key pieces of study and research I do on an annual basis is a very simple thing, but it's looking at the connection of quarterback quality to the wide receiver one role, wide receiver two, wide receiver three, etc. in dynasty and in fantasy production. And you would think that this is very basic. However, one of the tenets is if a wide receiver is not the wide receiver one for his team, they better be on a strong offense. That sounds like an obvious report, but you would be surprised how many times we inflate the value of number two or number three wide receivers within an offense with either A, a roster spot in Dynasty, B, having too high of expectations. And with this simple study, and it's one where I do it every single summer, where we look at the different finishes for the quarterback position. And when you overlay that to the wide receivers and the names on these depth chart spots, this is really where we can find value. So a couple big points here. I put this into different quartiles. So we have quarterback 1 through 8, that's tier 1 for their finish in points per game. Quarterback 9 through 16, 17 through 24. And then finally, tier 4 is quarterback 25 to 32, the bottom 8 in the NFL. And this is based on the aggregate for the quarterback position and what their points per game is for the given season. So I'm going to reference a few different things, but I wanted to go over in the aggregate the top 5 in terms of good offenses that I think there's some places to really target. And then I wanted to go over the 5 that we should have concerns about with some notable names in there. So like I mentioned, you want to target wide receiver ones. The biggest upside, the biggest tier break is if you can find a tier one quarterback situation and find that wide receiver one. They average wide receiver 12 in their adjusted points per game finish right there. So you're averaging a wide receiver one finish. That's dominant. However, in that same offense, wide receiver 2 on average, and this is going back 15 plus years, average wide receiver 35. So we're talking about a guy that may not even be an auto start player in your lineup in a start three league, just because of that. And wide receiver 3s don't even get me started. So, and it drops down precipitously, a tier 2 quarterback with their top wide receiver, wide receiver 20. So we're going from 12 to 20. Tier 3 is wide receiver 26, and tier 4 all the way down at wide receiver 34. So you can see how the upside really saps away, and the probabilities fall in line with this. You know, in terms of finding a top 12 wide receiver 2, good luck. You know, the odds are 14% for a tier 1 quarterback situation. It drops down to 2% for a tier 2. So basically, if you were looking for big upside, and you are chasing any wide receiver 2 that's not attached to an elite quarterback in an elite quarterback situation, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you are barking up the wrong tree. So I want to. Here are the 5 situations where I think there's going to be some value here. First one I want to go over, Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen and that quarterback situation finished at number 1 overall last year. And so I'm projecting them at tier 1 again this year, top 8. You know, obvious report. Way to step out on a limb there, right? But how about this wide receiver situation? Very ambiguous. Last year, and this is with Stephon Diggs in there as the wide receiver 1, of course, that wide receiver one finished at wide receiver 15 on the season. Wide receiver two was wide receiver 50. Now, this is a little shaky because Dalton Kincaid could easily turn into a Mark Andrews type player where they are pretty much the wide receiver one for the team. However, there's going to be value here. Keon Coleman is pretty affordable in rookie drafts. Again, I wouldn't take him in the late first round of Superflex drafts, but many people have. Khalil Shakir would be my biggest target there. And then Curtis Samuel is also affordable. One of those three is going to provide value this year because even if it turns into a Mark Andrews Baltimore type situation or Travis Kelce with the Chiefs situation, for Dalton Kincaid being the number one target, we're still looking at, again, on average, a tier one quarterback. And last year, it was subpar because, again, the average is wide receiver 35 for that secondary wide receiver. They finished at wide receiver 50 last year. So I think there's a big opportunity here to finish much better than wide receiver 50. And that's even if Dalton Kincaid is a massive rising and budding star at the tight end one spot. So that's the first one I wanted to go over, the Buffalo Bills. The next one that I think is key here is the Green Bay Packers. The biggest problem with this situation is its ambiguity. Because they were a tier one team last year, quarterback six for the team. So that's tier one. I project him to be a solid tier one again. We got Christian Watson. Has he figured out his hamstrings? You got Jaden Reed, good yards per route run. Dontavian Wicks, a lot of positivity there. Romeo Doubs, still a very functional player to perform on the outside. The problem last year was a lot of guys in terms of when were they getting their peak usage. Watson in and out of the lineup. They all had their moments. Wide receiver 28 was the top finish on that depth chart. Wide receiver 44 was the secondary one. Both of those are low. So again, I would imagine, you look at wide receiver 3 and 4, they just spread it around. 5, 6 guys that were all relevant for pockets of time. So that led to a lot of fantasy frustration. I think with the Green Bay Packers this year, you got to take a stand. You know, Dontavian Wicks is a stash guy. A lot of people love him as a super sleeper. Again, Jaden Reed, pretty affordable. Christian Watson, I'm still in. Romeo Doubs, I think you want to have a share. But I think there is going to be an answer here. So I think last year it was very packed. I think if Watson's healthy, I think Reed and Wicks are very good profile bets. So this is one where you want to invest in attached options to Jordan Love, who is just a rising phoenix, especially in the last half of last season. So that's one that really stuck out to me. I think they're dead red tier one. And if you get the continued current and the rising tide that we saw late last year, this is one where they could have, say, three wide receivers in the top 50. And again, that wide receiver one has a lot more upside than what we saw in the wide receiver 28 finish a year ago. Next is the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is one that, I mean, Rashee Rice, is he going to miss time with suspension? They brought in Marquise Brown. They drafted Xavier Worthy. So we've got basically three situations, two with players coming in, not even on the team a year ago. And Rashee Rice, will he be active week one? Will he be suspended for 2 or 3 games? Will he be suspended half the year? Will he not be suspended at all? Talk about a lot of variables. And Patrick Mahomes coming off his worst season ever. The quarterback finish was actually tier two. I think they're back to tier one this year. So I think they're a very solid bet. I have 6 teams that I think are tier one projections. And again, Rashee Rice, affordable. Marquise Brown, affordable. Xavier Worthy, also. That later first round in Superflex, say the mid first round in one quarterback. Very affordable. Last year, the top wide receiver, and again, Rashee Rice was not playing all that much to begin the season, wide receiver 27, and they had a big drop off into the 70s for that secondary wide receiver. So Travis Kelce, is he going to see some age erosion like we saw for pockets last year, or is he going to be playoff Travis? You know, is he going to be someone that ends up coming back and being a dominant force, that fixture element? So many variables there, but Marquise Brown, second round price tag, affordable. Rashee Rice, ideally you get him for a second round valuation, affordable. Xavier Worthy, late first round in Superflex. Also, you consider the fastest guy in combine history going to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes with round one pedigree. Yeah, I'm going to call that affordable. So those are the first three options here. Two more that's kind of stand out from the positive lens. I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals. Last year, quarterback finish with Kyler Murray in and out. quarterback 21. I think this is a tier 1/2. So this is a top 16 quarterback situation. So that's at least five spots better than a year ago. And let's talk about the wide receiver position. Marquise Brown missed plenty of time. Already mentioned quarterback missing plenty of time. But you get Kyler Murray in there. They draft Marvin Harrison Jr. They bring in Zay Jones. They also have Michael Wilson, who is okay as a rookie. But I think this wide receiver one spot is really the key point. Marvin Harrison Jr., along with Malik Nabers. Now, the biggest difference between those two is the level of quarterback. More on the Giants here in the second half of the show. But Marvin Harrison Jr., if he's the true wide receiver one for this team, and if he's attached with, again, a tier one upside there for Kyler Murray, go back to the data points, the historical markers, wide receiver 12 finish on average, even if he's a tier two quarterback, which I think is a relative lock for Kyler Murray, that Marvin Harrison Jr., the average historical finish would be wide receiver 20. So that's a really strong year one and career start. That's why I really think, you know, the market value for Marvin Harrison Jr. in that top five or six range of dynasty wide receivers is very fitting because, again, I think he's going to have an optimal chance to have a top 24 finish in year one, looking through this lens of situation and what typically occurs for these wide receiver spots attached to certain levels of quarterback play. The fifth one here, the fifth and final one in terms of the positivity, the Atlanta Falcons. So last year, quarterback was a dumpster fire in many iterations, and they were quarterback 25, and that's with some rushing, you know, that kind of buoyed their production there. So quarterback 25, that's on the high end, but that's tier four. That's up, you know, a high end of tier four, which really limits staying. Drake London, wide receiver 42, as the clear number one option last year. So that's a huge frustration. Drake London has been good, and some of the internal and secondary metrics have been basically, you know, lowercase g, great. And so Drake London's going to have a glorious opportunity. They bring in Darnell Mooney. They bring in Rondell Moore. But Kirk Cousins is the key thing here. I think they're tier one slash tier two. Now, the problem, you know, is I already said that there's six go to tier one options at the quarterback position. And including ones that are tier one and tier two teams, some combo there, I have 14. So this is a highly contested zone. But Falcons are one of that group. So if they can, again, I think they're going to carve that finish of QB25 in probably half this year, and there's upside from there. So Drake London, I think, is a very good bet. We look at tier two wide receiver ones, and it's wide receiver 20. So Drake London, I mean, wide receiver 20 or better for him would be a huge season, considering how it's been relatively frustrating through two seasons. So that is another optimistic setting there with a relatively weak wide receiver two setting. And I think Drake London is going to be the fifth. So we've got the Bills, we've got the Packers, we've got the Chiefs, we've got the Cardinals, and then we've got the Falcons as teams to watch here from the optimistic lens, looking at this wide receiver and quarterback connection study.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on paint for your next project at Menards. Give your home a fresh new look with Pittsburgh Ultra Exterior Paint and Primer in 1. It provides excellent hide and coverage and can be made in thousands of color options. Save big on Ultra Exterior Paint when you shop at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Turning the lens to a more negative view here on some of the concerning teams going to 2024, looking at the quarterback play, also looking at the wide receiver depth charts. I'm going to start first with the Chargers. Chargers last year and Justin Herbert finished at QB 11. Really like Justin Herbert, but the redraft projection right now for him, QB 17 or so in terms of ADP. So this is one that would have him tier 2/tier 3. And again, not a lot of outs you would figure for tier one coming from that range. Here's the other problem. You've got Ladd McConkey being drafted relatively high, late first round and a lot of super flex drafts. If you are taking a bet, my basic tenet is to take Quentin Johnston at a third round rookie pick valuation. Josh Palmer, probably about the same, at most a late second round pick. But these are the types of add-ons and throw-ins because McConkey, a rookie, Palmer has produced when Keenan Allen and or Mike Williams miss time. And it, just a lot of change here. You got Jim Harbaugh coming in. They're going to try to run the ball. Again, I don't know if their defense and keeping them in the game is going to allow them to do that, especially in the second halves. But last year, you look at their points per game finishes, wide receiver 3 and wide receiver 11 with their top guys. So it's been a very productive offense, and that's only having a tier 2 quarterback a year ago. So tight end, I don't know if it's going to be super valuable. This could concentrate to the wide receivers. Austin Eckler also gone. So a lot of good news here, except we really don't have clarity of these profiles. I know many have big projections on Ladd McConkey. Again, a rookie that really did not break out and dominate for that Georgia team, even from a market share perspective. So some concerns there. But again, if this is one where we see a lag to tier three with Justin Herbert, this could get relatively ugly. Like I mentioned, we may not even have a top 30 wide receiver among this group. The good thing is two of the three options are very affordable. Another situation I want to point out, and it hurts my soul, number two here on the negative side is Chris Godwin there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Baker Mayfield was good last year. They were quarterback 16, and that's on the back end of tier two. I have them at tier two, tier three this year. Nothing's really changed on their offense in general. You got Mike Evans, number one, and then Chris Godwin, for example, as the wide receiver two last year, was wide receiver 36 for his finish. And that's actually above average. You get the tier two, tier three quarterback, something in the mid 40s or 50s. So we already have acknowledged with what they did last year that they are a better and above average wide receiver one and two pairing. And you get a okay, you know, a middle of the road quarterback situation. And again, these guys are elevating the quarterback and elevating this whole situation. But a wide receiver 10, a wide receiver 36 finish and combo last year for Evans and Godwin, that's about the max I would expect. So Chris Godwin is one that I just think he's going to have a hard time finishing in the top 24 based on the historical expectations here. And again, Baker Mayfield, it was a great story, but expecting him to elevate even more as a non-rushing option, essentially, and having him, you know, get higher within tier two or even get close to tier one, that's a bridge I cannot, you know, travel across. That is just too much expectation here. So I think what we saw last year is probably about the peak of what we can expect from that pairing this year. And that's, you know, Godwin is ample and quality depth. If Evans were to miss time, there's more upside there. He could be a top 20 or 24 option, you know, with those games, Evans, if he were to miss. However, as it projects now, I think Godwin in the 30s or 40s is about what we can expect as a peak. Number three, and I want to go to Seattle. They finished at quarterback 22 in aggregate last year. That's on the bottom end of tier three. I have them tier two, tier three, just because Geno, some good underlying metrics there, and it's a quality team. However, these are three good wide receivers. We saw wide receiver 20 and wide receiver 40 finishes for the top couple of guys, but we've got three guys for a basket of two spots, essentially. So that's troublesome here with DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I think Njigba is the one that we need to be concerned about. Is he going to lap all these guys? I mean, because this dynasty valuation is basically assuming he's going to take a massive step forward this year. And let's look at the wide receiver two spot. Let's assume DK Metcalf is the wide receiver one. He's already been paid. He has a big productive profile. So Lockett versus JSN is really that wide receiver two battle. And even if we get tier two play, which again, there's a lot of competition for those spots, there's going to be some clear losers here. So I think Seattle is not a very good bet for this, but let's assume they're tier two. The wide receiver two typically finishes at wide receiver 46. Last year, they were tier three and they finished at wide receiver 40. So they exceeded expectations. We can acknowledge that they're one of the better wide receiver rooms in the NFL. Obvious report there. But again, finishing in the 30s or the 20s, this is a lot to ask from this wide receiver two spot, considering the level of quarterback play. And they've got two good running backs as well. So that's the number three that I am concerned about. Number four, I'm going to go to Chicago. I even gave them the benefit of the doubt here. I've mentioned before that the quarterback position with rookies, you typically finish, the 101s typically finish at quarterback 24. And so that would be the bottom of tier three. I'm going to acknowledge that Caleb Williams has a good situation. I'm going to acknowledge that Caleb Williams could be one that bucks the trend here, especially for a general pocket passer. A lot of people, I think, are overestimating what his rushing upside is. They finished at QB 19 last year. Again, Justin Fields ran for a truck ton of yards, kind of veiled a lot of the quarterback, the passing production that was not there. But again, I'm going to say tier two, tier three for the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams at quarterback position. Now they've got DJ Moore. They bring in Keelan Allen. They draft Rome Odunze, who's still not signed, by the way. Neither is Caleb Williams at the time of this recording. Last year, DJ Moore, nice story, wide receiver eight, and then it fell off a cliff. And that was with a tier three, high tier three quarterback situation. So this is one where, again, I would be really concerned. And I think DJ Moore is going to be the wide receiver one, and then Allen probably the two, Odunze is probably the three. And a lot of the things I said about Chris Godwin, I think apply to Keenan Allen here. Keenan Allen is well into his 30s, and again, you put him in a spot with another legitimate and younger wide receiver with a rookie quarterback. And again, let's look at the odds. You know, tier two, tier three, even if Allen's the clear wide receiver two, and even if he elevates beyond the historical perspective, we're talking like wide receiver 30s or 40s. And as an older guy, that's not really going to move the needle too much. So that just be worried a little bit, a little concerned that he's going to be anything more than a depth option here for the Chicago Bears. Finally, number five, and I want to highlight this is actually a news item from this week as well. I'm going to go to Minnesota. So they lose Kirk Cousins. They also had some other quarterbacks play, but quarterback seven last year in aggregate. So a tier one offense. I have them falling to tier three or tier four there in combo with JJ McCarthy going to get in there. Probably Sam Darnold going to be the week one starter. Very concerning there. They re-signed Justin Jefferson. But the name I want to highlight here, because Justin Jefferson, he finished at, you know, wide receiver five last year. I think his floor is like a low wide receiver one. Jordan Addison is the name I would highlight. He finished at wide receiver 35 a year ago. And you know what? For a tier one quarterback situation, that's dead on the historical average. Round one pick, he looked pretty good, but not outstanding. Certainly didn't stand out, but he got a ton of playing time, ran a ton of routes, scored 10 touchdowns. He has some outlier stuff going on in his profile. But the point is, he's locked into that Robin role to the Batman of Justin Jefferson. And so Jordan Addison, wide receiver 35 last year, I think he could fall. This quarterback situation going from tier one to potentially tier four, the number two spot, the historical average is wide receiver 35 on the high end for tier one, and then go all the way down to tier four, wide receiver 63. So ask yourself, Jordan Addison, who's going for first round picks right now, what would happen to his value if he finishes at wide receiver 60 this year? Just being a complete afterthought, maybe a guy you use as a bye week fill in, but just generally disappointing on the year with his finish and his points per game. because I think that is firmly on the table. I think, you know, in my projections, the Vikings have the biggest fall here from where they finished a year ago to where I project them this year, tier three, tier four. And I only have 7 or 8 teams that I project for tier three, tier four, basically no upside to finish at tier two in the top half of the NFL for quarterback play. And the biggest notable name in terms of dynasty valuation right now within that grouping for wide receiver twos is Jordan Addison. Again, you get a pass if you're a wide receiver one. Wide receiver ones, even for bad tier four quarterbacks, it's wide receiver 34. So, and you still have a 28% chance historically to finish in the top 24 and a 9% chance to finish in the top 12. So all that is still on the table for these bottom tier quarterback and passing offense situations. Guys like Malik Nabers, Justin Jefferson, as I mentioned, Devontae Adams, maybe Calvin Ridley, Deontay Johnson, they still have probabilities to finish as a top 12 guy and especially a top 24 guy. So all that is still on the table. And those are the five that I would highlight, finishing with Jordan Addison. I talked about the wide receiver two battle there with Tyler Lockett and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I mentioned about some ceiling concerns there with Keenan Allen. Also, Romo Odunze, you know, what's life going to be like if he finishes at wide receiver 90 on the season? What does that look like for a career start? Especially, what if Keenan Allen isn't gone next offseason? So there's some interesting twists and turns there for the Chicago Bears. And I already boosted the historical probabilities and averages for the 101 quarterback in Caleb Williams. So giving him some benefit of the doubt. I mentioned Chris Godwin. And finally, some ambiguity there and maybe a potential loser or two off the map of Dynasty for the Chargers. So there you go. We got the five promising and ones to target, ones to be of interest there in terms of 2024 projections and this quarterback wide receiver connection study. And then we also have the five concerning passing games with some notable names that you shouldn't be surprised if they finish underwhelmingly so in the fantasy spacing there at the wide receiver position. So got some great guests coming up this week. Also want to point you to the UTH Patreon channel of content. Got some great stuff over there between the VIP chat that has been thriving. It's starting to really get of interest with waiver wires fully running. Got some people at all times doing startup drafts, doing rookie drafts, even some Devy draft questions there as we go through. I'm in there every day, as well as some of the most dominant dynasty owners on the planet. Everyone helping each other, iron sharpening iron, as well as all the UTH Patreon content you get over there. Between looking at future cast value, as well as going into some dynasty trading tactics of late. I am Chad Parsons. Until next time, never settle, refuse to be average, and keep building those dynasties.
Making your cat happy is a number one priority. Priority number two is keeping a clean litter box. Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps you do both. Fresh Step Outstretch litter traps waste at the surface with less crumbles and absorbs more waste and odor compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Find Fresh Step Outstretch litter at a store near you today. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.